I think it's a disappointment, really, to millions of Americans who saw
Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid burn in hell.
Jennifer, I heard that it's not, you're not doing too well.
My head hurts.
I imagine these members thought that maybe this flag was some kind of political, religious statement.
You know how many people like guns and dip?
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock here at the El Pacifico on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show where truth is our bitch, and Alice in Wonderland Looking Glass ride through talk radio reality and the news. And it has been an eventful evening, I think. Coming up right now, we want to talk. I'm going to give you the story first. We'll bring on our guest, Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier is a regular contributor on the Phil Hendry Show. He's a high school educator, an athletic coach, a high school football coach. He's also a member of the board of administrators there at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And he also runs Camp Possibility. Camp Possibility is a camp for kids who suffer from a variety of physical ailments, and among them, obesity. The story here from Health Day News, letting children sleep late on weekends and holidays might help them avoid becoming overweight or obese, according to a new study. In this study, it says that researchers in Hong Kong found that children who got less sleep tended to be heavier as measured by body mass index, or BMI. They got heavier than children who slept more. But among children who slept less than 8 hours a night, those who compensated for their weekday sleep deficit by sleeping late on weekends or holidays were significantly less likely to be overweight or obese. In other words, these kids are less likely to be overweight or obese if they're sleeping late on the weekends in order to compensate for that sleep deficit during the week. Let's get Mr. Dozier on the phone here. And Vernon, always good to talk to you.
It's my pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having us on. It's a very important topic.
Camp Possibility, you're a football coach. You work with kids. You are a high school administrator, a high school teacher. And you saw this study. This is from researchers in Hong Kong. They're talking about BMI, body mass index. What do you think of this?
I personally don't subscribe to it. I think it's dangerous. When you talk about BMI, that is the body mass index of kids. There is a slight difference in how you calculate that, because we are talking about younger people. Our metabolism is much, much different. The way they are metabolizing, whether it be the fats, carbohydrates, proteins, and so on, it's going to be different. And so to take some research that was done in Hong Kong and you try to translate that into English, and it comes out, let's just let these kids sleep in. Like, kids don't need to sleep in late.
But let me get you back to your body mass index. So in other words, you can't
index a child's body fat the same way you will an adult's, because the metabolism is much, much higher. And I think that this is a group of researchers who have not taken that into consideration. The danger, Phil, of a study like this is that it continues to facilitate an epidemic of obese children, and it facilitates creates a codependent parents who are willing to allow their children to be obese because they are told that they're very worthy and that they're good kids, and they're, even if they are fat. And we know, especially those of us in the athletic field and physical fitness field, that fat people are not worthy. Worthy is when you are a physical, when you're an individual that has a discipline over themselves.
Vernon Dozier with us from Camp Possibility, Belmar Academy. You said in an earlier interview the study ruined your ability to survive the recession.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, Camp Possibility, we've got a lot of young people signed up to go through a very rigorous physical fitness regimen. All right. But like I said, this is a rigorous physical fitness. This is not a codependent camp like so many of today's parents.
When you say codependent, what do you mean by that? You say the study enables these parents?
Yeah, this is a study that enables parents who already call their kids the sun that rises in the east. I mean, you have parents that are used to referring to their children as the sunshine or snowflake, and they can't do anything wrong. And they want their children to have lots and lots of fun. No, we are here to to facilitate parents who are willing to put their kids through the harshest fat camp around, because they know fat people, for whatever reason, are basically worthless. They want their kids to be happy.
No, that's the second time you said that. Fat people are worthless.
Well, not in the sense of their humanity, but they're not. They don't. If you look at someone, and I don't mean to call fat people worthless. What I mean is, what can they get done? If you look at the country as a machine, and everybody's a working part, you have to consider fat people to be a busted bolt that's laying on the floor. You know, you pick it up and you put it up on a workshop bench, but you can't.
Fat people are not contributing to the society, is what you're saying?
Not to the extent that we need them to. You have already a generation of children who are worshipped as if they are almost demigods by their parents. And now, these Chinese have said to American parents, and also let them sleep late. I am not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea, but it does not surprise me that a country that is already making enormous strides economically has decided to paper this country with a so-called study saying that we should let our children sleep late, and that'll help them lose weight. Well, I'll tell you what, Phil, if you believe that, why don't you pull the other one, see if there's bells on it.
What you're saying is you're not a conspiracy theorist. The Chinese are sending over some propaganda about letting kids sleep late. I think we're off the point here. I mean, the study is a viable study.
I don't think it's a viable study at all. I mean, the fact is that they're saying that if you let a kid sleep late, that that's going to be good for his fat. Listen, the camp we run is a camp supported by parents who are sick of the lies being told about how these children are so worthy. They want these kids to be put through a tough, tough fat camp because they know fat people, like I said, they're like a broken bolt laying on the floor. They want their kids to be happy. To be happy, you've got to be skinny and to be in physical shape. Now, I can give you...
Well, as controversial, though, Vernon...
I want to give you some examples of what we do in the camp possibility for these children.
Yeah, I know, but just to follow up on what you're saying, you know, that the study has no validity. You intimated it has no validity because the Chinese conducted it, and maybe they're sending us propaganda so we won't work as hard, which sounds a little far out.
It may sound far out, but you don't deny it. You think the Chinese are going to tell us something? Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Chinese are going to go ahead and say, hey, here's something that'll help you? I don't think they will. I think we have to stay the course.
Tell me about what you do at your camp. What do you do with these kids? You're not letting them sleep late.
No, sir, we do not let them sleep late.
Tell me about it.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is get a child to recognize that they are fat. We don't say heavy. We don't say overweight. We say that the kid is fat, and we reinforce that by utilizing some of the terms. They're not very nice, but we whip these kids into shape real fast. So we give a kid a button before they start camp, and on the button is their name, and that will be their name for the entire camp.
The name, not their real name.
This is their camp possibility name, yeah.
Names such as what?
Let me see some of these names we use. Porky, Fatty, Tubby, Bubble Ass, Ham Hawk, names like that.
Yeah, well, okay, so these are children. I mean, kids are really sensitive, Vernon.
Kids are sensitive, Phil, because they walk around with a big fat rear end on them. But when they become skinny and they become worthwhile again, then they have self-esteem like you wouldn't believe. But the first thing we have to do is we got to break down the fat, and the way you break down the fat is to break down the fat kid. And so we had a kid here last summer, Ham Hawk, who is now 175 pounds. He's 6'2". He's a tight end on the high school football team. This kid came to us. He was well over 250. And Ham Hawk, I get emails from Ham Hawk all the time.
And that was his camp name, huh?
He was Ham Hawk, yeah. And he says, Coach Dozier, please call me Ham Hawk. I like that. I got another email from Bubble Ass. This is a young girl who wanted to go to the prom. She didn't get invited to the prom. She was so fat, she was breaking out with pimples and all of this. And we got her down from around 198 pounds to 135 pounds. And Bubble Ass is one of our favorites because she's now a homecoming queen. Okay. And
does she allow you to call her bubble ass?
Say that again, Phil.
Does she want you to call her bubble ass?
I don't think she likes it, but we call her bubble ass because we tell her, you know, look, don't ever get a big head on you like you're some kind of a beauty queen. When we saw you first, when you came to us, you were bubble ass. And, you know, she doesn't like it, but that's the way it's going to be because I never want these kids to forget with the pathetic physical shape they were in, how disgusting they looked, how fat they were, and how worthless they were. And
it's, you know what, Vernon, it sounds to me like you're going against every prescribed notion of how to deal with kids, which is to be as sensitive as you can.
Oh, you can, this sensitivity, Phil, is killing children by the bushel. We've got a holocaust among young people in this country caused by sensitive, sweet parents singing these, you know, I don't want to be political, but, you know, plucking out these Obama tunes on these stand-up pianos and wearing T-shirts. And we need kids to remember what and who they are. And if they were a ham hock or a bubble ass or Porky the Pig, forgive me for saying it, but that's what they were.
All right, Vernon Dozier on the line with us here as we talk about a study that says if you let kids sleep late on weekends, it will fight fat. Mr. Dozier disagrees. He runs Camp Possibility. It's a fat camp for young teens in which they actually hand out buttons at the beginning of camp that the kid wears. He's either Porky. What were the names?
Yeah, Porky.
Porky, Fatty, Tubby, Bubble Ass, Chubby, and Ham Hocks. 877-876-PHIL. This is what you... Is this tough love? Is that what they call that? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Maybe it's time to get really hard-ass with kids when it comes to their weight. I don't know. It's probably time to get hard-ass with adults when it comes to their weight. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, 877-876-PHIL, with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. We're going to take some phone calls, Dean, if you don't mind. And I know you have some other points you want to make about Islam and the faith and the fact that a female officer shot this major. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, we'll go over here to Michael. Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Dean Wheeler. Sir, what can we do for you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, good evening. It's the first time I've heard your show.
Good evening.
I think it's great so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
I totally disagree with your guest. I don't think, well, I do think this guy was a terrorist. It was a cowardly terrorist act, what he did. And by saying that it's a good thing because it brings attention to the war effort, I just think that's totally off base. I mean, is your guest happy that 9/11 happened because that brought about the flight of the Muslims in the Muslim world?
Well, I would answer your question. 9/11, no, I was not happy that it happened because I didn't know up to that point, as I'm sure you didn't, that there was a problem with the Muslims. And I didn't need to be told that there was a problem with the Muslims in such a horrific way. I do know that there's a problem with the war, but a lot of people who aren't as... excuse me for using this word, intelligent as me, they don't. And so, yes, you welcome these events.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, what doesn't make any sense?
You didn't know there was anything wrong with Muslims before 9/11, and now you do.
Well, I do now, yes. But I did that because I was angry they had blown up the World Trade Center. And I felt, how dare they do that? I could have found this out on my own. Now, to your point, sir, that it was a terrorist act, if it was a terrorist act, he would have committed suicide. Thank you.
Not necessarily. I mean, it was a terrorist act. He attacked our soldiers.
He would have committed suicide. Thank you.
No. Why do you say that he would have committed suicide?
Every terrorist act, they commit suicide. That is part of their what they do. And he didn't.
Okay, the people who blew up IEDs on the side of the road, they don't necessarily kill themselves.
He got himself wounded. And that goes to this idea that he was trying to get out of the war by wounding himself. You see?
Well, if he was trying to get out of the war, then he should have either killed himself and not killed anybody else, or put himself, presented himself.
But what sense does it make to kill
him?
Right. What sense does it make to kill himself? Then he's dead. He just wanted to get out of the war. He didn't want to die. And that's
why. Well, then
he could
have done something else besides kill our soldiers.
You know.
Exactly. Why did he take all of those lives?
Because he was a terrorist. That's why he did it.
He took all those lives to focus attention on the war in Iraq, and also, yes, to have the police shoot him and wound him.
You're giving this guy all kinds of credit for all kinds of intelligent. How can you be shot at by police and not get wounded?
But as I mentioned to you before, Phil, there are certain things. If you've ever watched, and this is really ridiculous, but if you've ever watched Starsky and Hutch, you can see where they've pivot away from the police. They roll. These are standard army taught procedures.
Look at Starsky and Hutch. Got nothing to do with this. All right.
I'm saying the average civilian is going to understand these moves if they watch shows like that. But these are taught in the army. Pivot moves, rolling behind a couch. Those are the things you see on television. But certainly they apply in the military.
All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. What can we do for you?
Hello, my friend.
Yes, sir.
First thing I'd like to say is I really enjoy the show. And the next thing I'd like to say is I have a great-grandfather who fought in World War One, a grandfather who fought in World War Two. I have family that have fought in Vietnam. And I find it terribly offensive that this gentleman would put out the idea that we go out and start these wars. That was absolutely ridiculous. He made the comment that we start most of these wars. And
well,
I find that very offensive. And I feel
Vietnam
like he owes this country an apology for that. It's wrong. But I'd also like to say
your grandfather's not even here anymore. Why would you worry about that?
It's not about his grant.
It's not about whether he's here or not. It's about the fact that this man fought for the freedom that you so richly enjoy, sir, and you owe this company an apology. This country an apology, excuse me. Also, I would like to say this. Having a good
friend. You're asking me to apologize to your company.
No, he said the country, not his company.
I don't know where the man works.
The country.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Having a good friend who is a paranoid schizophrenic, I can tell you that just because this man is a healthcare professional does not mean that he could automatically diagnose himself. I have a good friend who any logical person would, after doing the things he had done, would know that there are mental issues there. But part of the problem that he has does not allow him to see that he is mentally disturbed.
But if you're a psychiatrist, if you're a psychiatrist, you're better at it than a normal person because you could be schizophrenic and still say, "Oh, I'm schizophrenic because I've had this medical training, so I know why I'm hearing these voices."
Get moving here, okay? Life imitates Phil. Today, in an online chat, Washington Post reporter Ben Pershing was asked why birthers and other conspiracy theorists, such as those claiming that former top Clinton White House aide Vince Foster was murdered, get play on the real media, while others, such as the 9/11 truthers, don't. Whatever, okay? This is from Think Progress. Ben Pershing said, "Perhaps there is an actual videotape of the planes hitting the World Trade Center that billions of people around the world have seen, while there is no videotape of Obama being born in Hawaii or Vince Foster committing suicide." That's exactly what Larry Grover said on our show last night, so we claim Ben Pershing, you listened to our show last night, you repeated your chat, you thief.
Hey, This has been Life Imitates Film.
Thank you. So we're calling you out, you thieving, no-good, stinking...
Jew.
Don't say... We're joking about that, Ben. We're just kidding.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
You never get upset. I don't doubt that you don't. Dean Wehler joins us here from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. We're talking about Fort Hood.
Well, what I meant, Phil, sorry for interrupting you.
Go ahead.
I don't get upset. I try to live in a peaceful state of mind and being. I can only hope that others can live the same way. And when we talk about this man, the major...
Well, tell people what you told me during the break, that this is a humiliating thing for him to have been shot by a female police officer.
Well, he's Islam. He's an Islam. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. And that's very humiliating for Muslim men to be taken down in any way, down the social ladder, down the business ladder, or to literally be taken down by a female police officer.
But he didn't want to die, according to you. He was simply trying to spin away from as many bullets as he could so he would only be wounded.
But to be wounded by a female police officer is very humiliating, Phil, and I know you don't understand this or your audience, but that's what we do here at the Anti-War Coalition. We try to see both sides and recognize that this man was a mental health professional trying to survive, trying to live another day without walking into the furnace of Afghanistan. And how do we repay him? We have a female police officer shoot him. I can only hope...
What do you mean, repay him? There's nothing that we owe this man. He killed people. He killed people.
I can only hope, Phil, I can only hope that we get a health care bill passed so that this man can be treated and without the steep health care bills that he would have, and so he can get back and help people.
That's an astounding, and excuse me for saying this, asinine statement.
It's not making me angry, Phil. You insulting me doesn't make me angry.
No, it's not an insult, sir. That's an absolute statement of fact. That's an astoundingly asinine statement.
That doesn't hurt me. It doesn't hurt me.
You don't see the truth in that?
I most certainly do not. I most certainly do not. He was a mental health professional. He would have known if he was going, as my children say, if he was going batty or crackers or buggin' or however a lot of the minorities would call it, buggin'.
Oh, is that what they would call it? 877...
Don't be condescending, Mr. Hendry.
877... I'm not, sir. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go to a phone call here. Tracy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wehler. Go ahead, please.
Hi, sir. My name is Tracy.
Yes.
And I just have a few comments to this Mr. Wehler. First of all, his comment about the gentleman being a psychiatrist, therefore... he couldn't be insane. I mean, Mr. Wehler might want to go get himself checked out because that's the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard. Somebody in the mental health profession could tell you that if anybody is truly mentally ill, they cannot make a rational statement. They can't make a rational decision. Therefore, he couldn't tell if he was insane or not.
No. Leading up to it, he would say,
Second of all, his comment about police officers shooting 40 rounds, and that's what we're trained to do. I'm a police officer. That is not what we're trained to do. We're trained to isolate a threat and terminate the threat. Once that threat is no longer a threat, we don't keep shooting. So that, too, is an ignorant statement.
Well, you know of the news stories. We've seen them all where the man was shot 50 times because he was zipping his fly or I'm not saying that that is, maybe it's less, but why would they shoot a man for simply trying to zip his fly up?
You're talking about the story you're talking about the story in New York where that man was reaching for a wallet or something. Those officers opened up on him. It was a horrible thing. He was unarmed. You know, Dean, you're attributing to all police officers.
Well, all I'm saying is the following. The fact that he was shot four times by a female officer, and forgive me, I know the lady I'm speaking to is a female police officer.
And what difference does it make if it's a female officer or a male officer?
This is going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
You being a psychiatrist, you should know that's an extremely sexist comment you just made.
I'm not a psychiatrist. This Muslim is the major.
The other thing, sir,
a psychiatrist would know the first voice that he heard, he'd say, that's insanity.
By the time you're hearing voices, you're already gone.
Well, how do you know? Have you heard voices?
No, I haven't. I think that if you're hearing voices, you're...
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to... Do you understand the fact that he was shot by a female officer because he is a Muslim? Because he's a Muslim. He'll be haunted by that and
you know
tortured
what? And
by
thank
that for
God
the rest
for
of his
her
life.
That she was there.
Oh, man.
To
no
take
kidding.
Him out to provide
no kidding.
Others from living. I mean, and the only reason that you're capable of saying the things that you say that you are saying right now, sir, is because of the United States and the free will and our Constitution. Otherwise, you should probably be evaluated and put someplace.
Oh, so my political points of view necessitate hospitalization. They did that in communist Russia. How does that make you feel?
I'm sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
What I said was my political point of view. You think I need to be hospitalized. That's what they did in communist Russia. How does that make you feel?
What I'm saying is that the statement that you're making...
Why are you counting?
I want to see how she reacts to a very logical statement like that. And she's not...
Well, I'm trying to, but you're being rude.
Oh, she's trying to.
Do you want me to
All right,
respond
I'll do it to myself. Go ahead. Yes, please do.
What I'm saying is that the comments that you're making, you're able to make because of the Constitution, which are why the soldiers are over there fighting. And instead of thanking God and the soldiers for what they're doing, you're minimizing their job, and you're saying that that's a blessing in disguise. I mean, how dare you, sir, really?
20 seconds, and you didn't answer my question.
You know something, Dean? It's not for you to sit there counting to 10 or 20.
She did not answer my... She thinks I should be hospitalized because of my politics.
Let me tell you what I think. This is a police officer. The woman that shot this guy is a female police officer. This is how we do it in America. You're an American. We don't live our lives according to this kind of Sharia law. We live it according to the secular civil law that we have here. Women are cops.
I know that, Phil. You don't have to tell me that. I was arrested by a female officer. Are you telling me that wouldn't be humiliating for you?
It would be humiliating to be arrested. A female officer would have nothing to do with it.
Well, he's a Muslim. Now, the second thing you have to understand is the fact that he did evidence some skill dancing away from these bullets, and this lady hasn't addressed this.
I'm not aware of...
What evidence do you have he was dancing away from bullets? Maybe he was just a coward trying to hide.
He was only shot four times. Now,
what has that got to do with it? She was a good shot, and she isolated the threat. Police officers are not trained to keep shooting until their gun is unloaded. We're trained to shoot until the threat is isolated and gone, whether that means they drop down and drop their weapon or that means that they are killed. There's a totally different opinion of what you're saying. You're saying she shot him four times because she just wanted to wound him. And that's not true. That's not how police officers are trained.
No, no, no. I mean, I'm saying she shot him four times because he wanted to be wounded. That's how he was able to manipulate
her.
That's how
you're interpreting it.
That's how you're interpreting it.
I know the Army because I've read up on... I've seen a lot of the same things you've seen, the war movies and so forth.
Sir, you haven't seen what I've seen.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Tracy. Thank you. Great call. And I'm glad you called. I'm very happy that a female police officer, an American police officer called, because we're dealing with a medieval mindset here. Let's go over to Brett on the Phil Hendry Show. Brett, you're on with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Well, you didn't allow me to finish my point.
Your point, Dean. I want to hear from this gentleman. Go ahead.
I don't understand this guy's thought process where he can think this guy is doing himself a favor and doing the country a favor by agreeing with how this man has blown up or shot so many people. It's ridiculous. This guy is a terrorist, and this guy doesn't want to acknowledge that.
I'm saying it was a political act. where he got himself wounded and drew attention to the war.
How do you think that he got himself wounded? How did he run into a building and shoot 40-some people, kill 13
right.
people, and then say, oh, I'm just going to get myself wounded? You don't think he thought he was going to die in this fact? This guy was a terrorist on a suicide mission, pal.
He was an army, sir. He was in the army, so he knew about pivot and spin. He was.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This guy was a psychologist. This guy was a psychologist in the
exactly.
army. You think he was trained yeah. extensively in warfare? I don't think so, pal. This guy was.
He had to go through boot camp.
To become a doctor and become a psychologist. It was a free education.
He had to go to boot camp.
For him.
He had to go to boot
camp. Anybody in military has to go through boot camp. Anybody
exactly.
in military has to go through boot camp. How do you. You're trying to say he dodged his bullets. Are you serious? Do you
I'm
understand
saying,
what you're trying to say, that he's dodging bullets?
My theory is.
Yeah, what does your theory originate from?
My theory originates from this. He's a psychiatrist, so he couldn't be crazy. So what is the next step? He's trying to get himself out of deployment and politically draw attention to these wars. What does he do? He gets himself shot and hospitalized.
And he murders 13 people.
You think he planned on getting himself hospitalized? You don't think he was expecting to die on this mission of his? I mean, he screamed,
no, I don't. That would be insane.
Praise Allah, or praise the Lord.
Right.
I mean,
that doesn't,
this guy's a nut job, and you're sitting there trying to justify
well,
his
I think
you are. You're about
you need
to
be well. You need to be respectful of his religion. Akbar is their god.
No, Allah is their god.
Yeah,
he said Akbar.
Right.
Didn't he say Akbar just now?
He said Allah Akbar is god, all praise to God, or God is great, I believe.
God is great.
Okay, I don't hear. Well, okay, Allah is the first word. But the point I'm making is, what he did went terribly awry. But if there's anything good
wrong
that comes
for him,
from
he,
it,
because he,
is it,
he
we
didn't
would,
just get wounded? Is that what you're trying to say?
He got wounded by a female officer, which he's going to have to live with the hell of that for the rest of his life.
Thank God the female officer didn't kill him. Now if people like you in this country are going to put him on trial, and we're going to try to give him life in prison, and we're going to spend
right, yeah. Yeah,
put his head on a friggin' oak tree stump and chop it off. That's what we should do. And quit wasting our tax dollars.
That's terrorism. And that kind of terrorism.
No, what this guy did was terrorism.
Oh, yeah, that's terrorism. What that man did is he walked in and 13 people he murdered in cold blood, and you won't even address that. You say, well, it's a blessing that it got our attention.
No, of course it's not a blessing, Mr. Hendry. Why are you twisting my words?
That's what you're saying, Dean.
That's exactly what you're saying, Dean. And you also said, because the guy's a psychiatrist, he can't be nuts, so he used pivot and spin to only get shot 4 times. Well, if that's the case, then I guess he outmaneuvered that female officer.
Well, that's the good side for him. But keep something in mind. Healthcare reform has not been passed. Okay.
What about it?
Well, he's going to have hospital bills.
No, you know what? The Army's going to pay for that, man. The Army is going to. The Army is paying for this guy.
Healthcare, you nut job. How does this have anything to do with healthcare?
You know, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me with words.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I wish you could see reality. Reality would
The health care this guy's going to get, he is getting government health care. He's got the United States Army providing his rear-end health care. And I'm sorry that he's going to be tortured by the fact he was shot by a female police officer. But you know something? He'll be able to access United States government mental health care as well. It won't be as good as his own. 877-876. Do you believe in this guy?
Well, he's making some good points about the female officer taking him down. What's he going to do about it?
Oh, he's going to have to live with it. Whatever. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Dean Wheeler, 877-876-PHIL, about the horror of Fort Hood and the motives of this gunman and, in Dean's opinion, the fact he couldn't have been crazy. He was a psychiatrist. It was a political act. And he only meant to get wounded. 877-876-PHIL. Bertha Lewis is an acorn, yeah. And Newt Gingrich, who's he?
He's the guy that was... Well, I know I like him because of what he says. The things what he represents. I know he's against Obama. That's the reason why I like him.
Yeah, so he doesn't understand.
I do. I don't want a communism, which is where we're going.
Oh, will you knock it off with the communism thing?
It is. It is. If you read about it, you'll know.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here in the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. And according to news reports, this man, Malik Hassan, cleaned out his apartment the morning of the shooting, according to his neighbors, talking to CNN. Go to another phone call here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, is James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sorry.
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Listen, you know, the thing is, I think it's important to understand.
Hold on.
Is that,
James, I'm sorry. Are you there? Mr. Wheeler, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I thought you were speaking to me.
No, I have James. Go ahead. I apologize, James.
No, it's okay. You know, the statements Phil made are you know, they're not intended to be insults. I think to everyone listening, it's painfully obvious that you know, what you're saying, man, it really is asinine and it really is crazy. And the thing I would challenge you to ponder is, I mean, I don't know if you have children or not, but certainly you have loved ones or people you care about. If this guy, you speak in terms of him being reformed and getting better and being able to help people, and you talk about him being a psychologist and that he can't be crazy. I don't know how many psychologists you know, but a lot of them are freaking nuts, and the notion that he couldn't be capable.
You're thinking about the Hannibal Lecter TV show. That's ridiculous.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean,
you know, the Silence of the Lamb.
Oh, get out of here, Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs.
But Mr. Hendry called me a douchebag. He called me an anus.
I did not call you any of those things, Mr. Wheeler. All right?
Well, your callers did. And I told you, it doesn't hurt me. I'm okay with it. The violent attitude is just uncivil, and it shows a lack of respect for the humans. That's all I'm saying.
What about your lack of respect to the families? This man is talking about the families of those people.
I'm very, very touched and saddened by their loss, as I am touched and saddened by the fact that the shooter, this major, will have to live with the fact that a female police officer...
I know, shot him and took him down. Do you think that's as bad as having your loved ones dead?
Why are you asking me? You have a caller on.
Exactly.
Oh, so this is two against one, is that it?
It's not about being against later.
Yeah,
just, intelligence is intelligence, and you're, I don't know where you're, I think everyone wants to understand where you're coming from.
I want to make sure that everyone in the world knows that this man may have been engaged in some form of skillful political protest, whereby he would get himself wounded, not have to go to Iraq or Afghanistan, and the casualties are collateral, you see, because that's what we say about Iran, the war in Iran, or, I mean, the war in Iraq. Don't we? Don't we? Yeah, we do.
Don't we? Don't we? You're saying that walking into a room and targeting individuals on purpose is the same thing as a bomb blowing up in Iraq and civilians being hurt by it.
What?
Oh, thank you very much for your call, James. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't think there's I'm not speaking Russian here. Here is Eric in Yakima, Washington. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Good to talk to you. I swear, I thought this was a hoax. I could not believe it. But I'm going to go.
You know,
go.
I'm going to ask Mr. Wheeler. Are you pulling our leg here? Is that it?
Well, if you think that the deaths of people in war and in civilian life is funny, then I feel sorry for both of you gentlemen.
Okay, well, I feel sorry.
You're the one who's making the joke about it.
And there's a lot of bad people out there, and they have to be dealt with.
Well, okay? Why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's funny?
Because he's a psychiatrist, couldn't be insane. Well, don't you think he would be smart enough to get out of going to war without killing people unless he had another agenda?
His agenda was the political statement that the war is bad that he wanted people to know about. And also...
And his website didn't take care of that and all that. He had to kill people to do that. And you think that's...
The other thing... Well, you think that...
It was a mission.
You think it's some kind of a Hannibal Lecter deal.
No, I'm sorry, hard to believe. I don't watch movies like you watch. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding?
I don't think you do.
You've never seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I have never watched it completely through because I'm not a big fan of blood and gore and all that stuff. People are pro-war. People are not pro-war. We're pro-liberty. We're pro-safety for our nation. We're not pro-war. Nobody's pro-war.
Right.
Nobody jumps and grabs a gun and goes, let's go kill people. No.
We protect
our land and we protect our people. And
I don't know how you could have any credibility. Your credibility, the fact you never saw Silence of the Lamb is frightening.
You base my...
Phil Hendry.